The plans were in place, but who would receive these homes and become part of this New Deal experiment? Within a few weeks of the announcement, there were 600 applicants for the Homestead Project. The selection committee that had been established wanted to help the truly needy. They also agreed that the homesteaders needed to be those who could make the community work. Grimes considered the selection process a critical element and stated that they had to find people with a much higher quality of intelligence, perseverance, and foresight. The final selection process had to be approved by a representative of the federal government. The First Lady disagreed with what seemed to be elitist selection criteria adopted by the committee. She stated that this project should be an experiment in ordinary life and an ordinary community. It was preferred that the potential homesteaders be native-born to the United States with a working knowledge of farming, success with the subsistence gardens established by Grimes, and be physically fit. Racial segregation was still in common practice in the country at that time. This applied to Arthurdale as well. Only whites were chosen for the community. 50 families were selected to be the first homesteaders. Nearly half of the men were miners, 25% worked in sawmills, and the remaining 25% were farmers. Some residents were recruited to meet the jobs necessary for the community, such as blacksmiths and carpenters.